Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome once again to Coffee Break French. In lesson 26, we're continuing the shopping theme, only this time we're looking at buying food, for example, in a market. You'll be learning useful phrases for buying certain amounts of food and different types of food as well. Hopefully, you'll enjoy this lesson. We're going to begin with a phrase that we've already covered lots and lots of times, and that's the phrase for I would like. Anna, can you remember how you would say I would like?
Yes, I can. Je voudrais.
Je voudrais. Je voudrais.
Je voudrais.
Okay, now, je voudrais can be followed by a particular thing, so je voudrais des pommes.
Je voudrais des pommes.
Now, pommes is a particular type of fruit. Can you guess what it is, Anna?
It's an apple.
It's an apple, correct. So, une pomme
is an apple.
Yeah, it's feminine. Une pomme and des pommes. I would like some apples. Je voudrais des pommes.
Je voudrais des pommes.
Okay, so let's cover another couple of items of fruit. We could talk about des bananes.
Des bananes.
The banana, obviously.
Bananas.
Bananas, yeah. And again, it's une banane.
Une banane.
Now, we might be wanting to order des poires.
Des poires.
Any guesses as to what une poire would be?
Sounds a little bit like pear.
Yeah. So we've got des pommes, des bananes, des poires.
Des pommes, des bananes, des poires.
All of these are feminine. Let's now think about orange.
Orange.
So, if it's an orange, orange is obviously orange, as you probably guessed. If it's an orange, you would say un orange.
Un orange.
And if it's some oranges, then you would say des oranges.
Des oranges.
And of course, you pronounce the S of des because it's followed by a vowel. Orange. Des oranges.
Des oranges.
Okay, now, je voudrais can be followed by any of these nouns. You also know that je voudrais can also be followed by a verb. A verb in which form, Anna?
The infinitive form.
Yeah, so je voudrais, how would you say, I would like to buy some apples?
Je voudrais acheter des pommes.
Très bien, je voudrais acheter des pommes.
Je voudrais acheter des pommes.
Okay, so je voudrais plus an infinitive or je voudrais just plus the noun, okay? Now, when you're buying things in a market stall, for example, you could say je voudrais, but you also could say, for example, donnez-moi, s'il vous plaît.
Donnez-moi, s'il vous plaît.
Now, donner, D-O-N-N-E-R, is a verb. It's an verb in the infinitive, as you probably guess. And it's linked to the Latin root that also gives the English word donation. So, what does donner mean, do you think?
To give or donate?
Yeah, so to give. Donner is to give. So, we've got the same root in English with donation and donate. And donner is to give. So, donnez-moi, give me, s'il vous plaît. Please. And this is the formal form, okay? It's the vous form. Donnez-moi, s'il vous plaît.
Donnez-moi, s'il vous plaît.
Now, it may strike you as being a little bit direct to say, donnez-moi des pommes, s'il vous plaît. Repeat it anyway.
Donnez-moi des pommes, s'il vous plaît.
So you can use that. It's not too direct. And indeed, you're obviously going to pay for these once you've got them. Donnez-moi des pommes, s'il vous plaît. You're not doing a hold-up for apples at the market stall. So you can use this, but you can also use je voudrais. So donnez-moi des pommes, s'il vous plaît.
Donnez-moi des pommes, s'il vous plaît.
Anna, can you ask for some oranges in whichever format you prefer?
Okay, je voudrais des oranges, s'il vous plaît.
Je voudrais des oranges, s'il vous plaît. Très bien. Now, you may also be wanting to buy, let's say, ham or cheese, in which case you would be talking about what ham is?
Jambon.
Jambon. Jambon.
Jambon.
And what's your two different nasal sounds there? Jambon.
Jambon.
Très bien. Okay, jambon.
Jambon.
Now, you wouldn't say, give me some ham. Donnez-moi du jambon. Okay, you've got to be a little more specific here. So, you might want to ask for, perhaps in slices, une tranche.
Une tranche.
Une tranche is a slice. Une tranche de jambon.
Une tranche de jambon.
So, Anna, can you ask me for 4 slices of ham, please?
Je voudrais 4 tranches de jambon.
Très bien, and hopefully everyone was able to say that before Anna said it. Okay, so let's expand this a little. We might order slices of ham or other meat, but you could also say, I would like a little of that, for example. I would like a little of that. Now, a little, I think we probably remember this from when we were learning about speaking languages. How do you say, I speak a little French? Anna?
Je parle un peu de français.
Très bien. Un peu de français, in that case, a little French. So, you might want to say, je voudrais un peu de jambon.
Je voudrais un peu de jambon.
So, I would like a little ham. Now, to be honest, it's unlikely that you'll be saying a little ham. You're probably more likely to specify the amount or the number of slices of the ham that you would be buying. But let's imagine the situation that you're in a market stall. You see something that looks delicious. You're not quite sure what it is, but you want to say, I would like a little of that. In that case, you would say, je voudrais un peu de ça, s'il vous plaît. Un peu de ça.
Un peu de ça.
Ça, and that's spelled C with a cedilla, A, ça.
Ça.
Now, where have you come across that word before?
I think it was something like j'aime ça.
You could say j'aime ça, but you could also say ça va.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, ça is that, and literally when you're saying ça va, you're saying that's going well, ça va bien. So, ça is that. A little of that. Un peu de ça.
Un peu de ça.
Now, you also could say a little bit. A little bit is un morceau.
Un morceau.
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 Un morceau de ça.
Un morceau de ça.
Je voudrais un morceau de ça, s'il vous plaît.
Je voudrais un morceau de ça, s'il vous plaît.
OK. Donnez-moi un morceau de ça, s'il vous plaît.
Donnez-moi un morceau de ça, s'il vous plaît.
Très bien. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, we've got un peu de ça, un morceau de ça. We've got une tranche, deux tranches, trois tranches, and so on. But we can also ask for specific amounts. So, for example, let's say we're buying cheese and we want 500 grams of cheese. Now, 500 grams. Let's take the 500 part first. 500 is?
500.
Oui. Donc, 500 grammes.
500 grammes.
Je voudrais 500 grammes de ça.
Je voudrais 500 grammes de ça.
So that's, I would like 500 grams of that. How would you say, I would like 300 grams of cheese, please?
Je voudrais 300 grammes de fromage, s'il vous plaît.
Fromage, you remember that from our sandwiches, that's right. Je voudrais 300 grammes de fromage, s'il vous plaît. Okay, imagine the situation. You're at a market stall, you're looking at all this, and you kind of fancy the look of something, but you don't know what it is. So you want to ask, what is that, or what is it? You can point to something and say, qu'est-ce que c'est?
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Okay, you may also hear French people saying, qu'est-ce que c'est que ça?
Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça?
But that is more like saying, what on earth is that? Okay, it's not just as straightforward as saying, what is that? It's, what on earth is that? Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? And you can also hear that if someone comes into a room that's very messy. Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? Okay, so, qu'est-ce que c'est would refer to what is it, what is that, when you're pointing to something. And if they explain what it is, you might still not fully understand. And I would suggest that the best phrase to use at that point is je peux goûter.
Je peux goûter.
Now, goûter is an infinitive. And so this means, can I do something? Je peux. In this situation, goûter means to taste. So can I taste? Je peux goûter.
Je peux goûter.
So let's imagine that you've come to the market stall. You've seen something that you like the look of. How would you say, what is that?
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Mm-hmm. Can I taste it?
Est-ce que je peux goûter?
And now that you've tasted it, you've decided, yes, I'd like to buy it. So I would like to buy a little of that.
Okay. Je voudrais acheter un peu de ça, s'il vous plaît.
Très bien. Excellent. Okay, très bien. So the person at the stall starts to count out or spoon out or whatever it is you're buying, maybe slices of something, and they might say, ça va comme ça?
Ça va comme ça?
And that would mean, is that okay like that? Is that enough for you? And in the situation where you want a little more, you could say, un peu plus.
Un peu plus.
Or maybe a little less. Un peu moins.
Un peu moins.
So plus is more and moins is less in this situation. Un peu plus.
Un peu plus.
Un peu moins.
Un peu moins.
Okay. How do you ask how much is it?
Ça coûte combien?
Ça coûte combien. Okay. Or you could say c'est combien. Just using it's how much. How much is it? C'est combien.
C'est combien?
And when you say ça coûte combien, that means how much does it cost? Coûte, from coûter to cost. But you can just say c'est combien? How much is it?
C'est combien?
Très bien. Okay, now the person has served you what they're serving you, and they may say to you, c'est tout?
C'est tout?
C'est tout means?
And is that everything?
Yeah, is that all? Or they may also say something that's very, very common in French. And that would be, ça sera tout?
Ça sera tout?
Ça sera tout?
Ça sera tout?
Now that literally means, will that be all? Okay, so it's the same idea as c'est tout, and it's very common, but it's using a future tense, but don't worry, we'll come to that in another lesson, don't worry about the future tense just now. Ça sera tout?
Ça sera tout?
So you want to say, yeah, that's everything, thank you.
Oui, c'est tout, merci.
Ok, c'est tout, tout.
Tout.
C'est tout, merci.
C'est tout, merci.
Très bien. Ok, we're going to put into practice what we've been learning. Anna and I are going to do a little conversation, something we've scripted here based on the language that we've covered so far in this lesson. So, Anna is at the market and I am the person who's selling the food at the market. Have a listen and see how much you understand.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour mademoiselle, comment allez-vous aujourd'hui?
Très bien.
Alors, qu'est-ce que je vous sers?
Alors, vous avez des pommes?
Oui, j'ai des pommes rouges et des pommes vertes.
Des pommes rouges, s'il vous plaît. Je voudrais 4 pommes.
Alors, 1, 2, 3, 4. Très bien. Alors, encore quelque chose?
Oui, je voudrais des tomates.
Des tomates. Combien vous en voulez?
6, s'il vous plaît.
Alors, les tomates, voilà. Ça sera tout?
Non, je voudrais aussi 400 grammes de fromage.
Alors, quel fromage voulez-vous?
Vous avez du camembert?
Oh oui, bien sûr. Nous avons ce camembert qui est très bon et celui-ci qui est un peu plus cher. Voulez-vous goûter?
Oui, s'il vous plaît. J'aime bien. Donnez-moi 400 grammes de ça.
D'accord, c'est 400. Ça va comme ça?
Un peu plus.
Comme ça?
Oui, très bien.
Ça sera tout?
Oui, c'est combien?
Alors, ça fait comme ça, avec les 5, 6, 7, 8. Alors, ça fait 14,40 €, s'il vous plaît.
Et voilà.
Merci beaucoup et bonne journée.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.